This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A conservative activist in Colorado is the person who found the hidden passwords tab to many of the state's voting machines on the Secretary of State website. CPR's Benta Berkland reports he sat on that finding for months.
According to an affidavit, Sean Smith says he found the tab first on August 8th and confirmed it was still there October 16th and October 23rd. The state discovered it after a voting machine vendor notified them. Here's Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
It's incredibly concerning that someone knew this information and didn't tell us.
The state says the election system is secure because access to the machines requires someone to be there in person, in addition to the password. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
For this election day, RTD buses and trains are free. General Manager Deborah Johnson says she wants to help people get to polling stations and ballot drop-off boxes.
I encourage everybody to exercise their constitutional right, and RTD is there to help in limiting the barriers to access.
Voters must drop off their ballots or be in line to vote by 7 this evening. Sub-freezing temperatures and the first snow of the season is expected in Denver this week. Denverite's Paolo Gialcita reports.
The city is activating its 3 temporary cold weather shelters for the first time this season. The shelters will be open through Thursday. This year, Denver officials have eased the threshold needed for temporary shelters to be opened, and they've expanded the shelters to be a full 24-hour service. The city says that change will result in cold weather shelters being opened twice as often as normal. I'm Paolo Gialcita, Denverite.
This is CPR News.